I want you to open your Bibles with me, please, in Proverbs chapter 22. 22nd chapter of the book of Proverbs is a verse that we know very well and quite often have repeated. And I want us to think of it this morning, just as we draw our service to its concluding part in the ministry of God's Word, which is so important in our service today. Proverbs chapter 22 and the verse number 6. It says these words, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I know today that the task of raising children, indeed in many people's hearts, they find it stressful. With so many of the pressures that are upon homes and families today, there is a tremendous pressure that's upon, because the pressure and the panic even of ordinary day living, making ends meet for some, added to the pressures of bringing up your children. And yet I trust this morning that every parent will realize that God has given you precious moments that indeed will tell in your child's life, and not only in your child's life, but perhaps for generations to come. Because you are making a mark upon the life of your child in these precious moments that God has given to you to bring up your child. We read this morning in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we read from verse number 4. But I want us to look at verses 1 and 2 just in prefacing, or the opening verses, in prefacing my remarks this morning, in verses 1 to 3. It says, "Now these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God and keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it," mark this, "that it may be well with thee, and that ye may might or increase mightily." Do you wonder sometimes why things are not going well in our homes? Do you not see the secret here of a blessing of God in our homes? It's this: that thou mightest fear the Lord, that thou mightest keep all his commandments. Hear therefore, verse 3, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. You see, my friends, many people have knowledge of what God says in the bringing up of children, and yet they have not obedience to what God commands in his precious word. It is not the knowledge that will bring the blessing. It is obeying what God has said will bring the blessing. We sing the hymn, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." Now, in the book of Proverbs, we read together, you'll notice in verse number 6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he's old, he shall not depart from it." And my friend, I want you to notice that word there is "train up a child." Now notice, whenever we have the dedication service this morning, it says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." But there is a difference between teaching and training. Here the Word of God says that we are to train up our children in the way that they shall go. You see, the word "teach" is to help to learn, to give instruction, to inform, to give lessons or instruction about a subject. We're teaching them the Word of God. We convey knowledge to them. I believe it's important that we teach our children the Word of God. But my friend, in the raising of children, there is not only the teaching, but there is also the training. You see, for a footballer will never learn how to play football by reading books about it. He'll not even learn it by watching others playing the game alone. But he has to be trained to play. He has to be trained. You think of some of the most amazing opera singers in the world. They can hit the highest notes. Let me tell you, my friend, for a person to sing so beautifully and so wonderfully that people stand back in amazement. You don't learn that by reading books simply. You don't learn that by even listening to somebody else reaching to the highest note with clarity. There's something else you've got to do. The person has got to be trained. They've got to be trained. And the Word of God says here that we are not only to teach your children, the Word of God says we are to train our children. I know time is quickly going this morning, and I realize that I've got to be faithful here and very quickly in what I'm saying, but you know, we read this verse sometimes wrongly. You see that verse number 6, it says, train up a child and the way he shall go. And then it says, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. We have the interpretation. What that simply means is this. That even though your child wanders away, and even though your child goes astray, when you taught your children the word of truth, that somehow, when they're old, they will come back to it. And in certain reading of it, we can take that there to be an encouragement to us. Because I have seen it happen so many times that even children have gone astray. And they've gone far into the world, and moms and dads have held on to that verse. Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. In other words, he'll come back. Even though he has wandered and strayed. But you know, that word does not simply mean that. See that word old? It has got the literal meaning of growing hair on your chin. In other words, that is reaching years of maturity. It's not old age. And what it's saying here is this, my friend. What it is saying is this, that whenever you train up your child in the way it shall go, when others are going astray, when they reach the years of even growing the hair on their chin, my friend, they'll keep on loving their mother's God and their father's Savior. They will keep standing. They will not stray. They will not depart from it. And surely that's what we want for our children. Surely that's what we want, my friend, that they don't go down into the depths of the world. We want to do something before God. We want to do what God wants us to do and raise our children according to the book. Now it says, train up a child. What is the word train? I told you what the word teach means. It's to convey knowledge and skill to someone and to give lessons and give instruction to help to learn. What does the word train mean? It goes deeper than that. You see, to train is more than knowledge. It is to make skillful by teaching and practice. It is to discipline and instruct how to be useful and how to be obedient. It is to make grow in a particular way. We talk about training a plant, you know, and you wrap that plant and you train it around the post. They would train the growth of the vine. They would train it around the post. And make it grow in a particular way. You take a runner that wins the race, my friend, let me tell you, he's got to train. It's not only enough to have the knowledge of how to run. I want to tell you, it's got to train. And whenever you think about training, friend, let me tell you, there's an effort here. There's an effort here. And the Word of God says, train up a child in the way it shall go, and when he's old, he shall not depart from it. There is an effort here, parent. A lot of parents seem to sit and lie back. Buying the modern philosophies, just let my child reach their own level. Let them do really what they want to do. They'll not learn better than learning the hard way. I want to tell you, if you really love your children, you'll not want your kids to learn the hard way. You'll want them to be saved from learning the hard way, friend. You see, out there in that old world, there's a hard world out there. And I want to tell you, that world will knock your children. And that world will bruise your children. I'll tell you, but time, that world will crush your children. How can you do what's right in the sight of God, my friend, to help your children whenever they grow to the years of maturity, that they'll keep standing in their profession of faith in Jesus Christ? The Word of God's train up your child. Train up your child in the way she'll go. You know, you teach your children, but there's a lot of teachers out there around them to destroy them. The word in Proverbs here means more than teaching. Natural fact, that word train has other meanings. You go to the dictionary, you will find in a good dictionary it means to prepare for a contest. Training. To prepare for a contest. I want to tell you this, your kids are going out into a world and there's a mighty contest there because the powers of evil are against them. If they love the Lord, there is a contest. Evil against the good. You've got to prepare them. You've got to train them, friend. Prepare them for the contest. You have to instruct them by exercise. You have got to drill them to form a proper shape to discipline for use. When I was a boy on the farm at home, whenever we were growing up, we used to have sheep. We used to have, whenever, not only sheep, but the cattle, and I used to stand, and when I was a young fellow, used to stand at the side of the bank, and I would send the old dog into the field to get the sheep and round them up and bring them out. And I used to stand, and people always laughed. They said I used to stand there and preach to them as they were going past. But let me tell you this, the hell farmers, even to this day, my friend, have got flocks of sheep. And there's nothing more wonderful to watch than to see a dog that has been trained. There you see the sheep trials, you see the dogs, and the dog will round up the sheep. And listen, the sheep is a really dumb animal. And if there's any such thing as going the wrong road, they'll go the wrong road. But the dog is so careful. You watch that animal, and that animal, it will go after them. It will seek them. It will drive them until that animal will bring them in. And you'll watch them bring them into the pen. Let me tell you this. We had a dog, a collie dog, and never could do that. You know why? Because for a dog to do that, it had to be trained. To be trained. Don't you think, my friend, that your child will somehow just turn out spiritual if you don't do something? The Word of God says, train up a child. Yes, there is effort here. Sometimes when I listen to the news and I hear of children across the world reported missing, and I realize that a child has been snatched away from their parents, let me tell you, your heart's breaking. Anne can verify this. Whenever we went our first time to Canada, we went our first time there, and I tell you this, we were staying in a hotel. Sharon and Ian were the only two children, I think, they were at that time. But I do know this, Ian was running about at one of these high-rising hotels. Remember saying to Anne one day, Anne, where's Ian? She says, he's running about somewhere. I said, listen, I can't find him anywhere. Where is he? And friend, you know the panic was in your heart because your child's missing. I couldn't find him anywhere in the rooms that we're staying in, and ran out into the hallway just beside the elevator. There was a woman down on her knees beside Ian. And she was talking so lovely to him. And I ran over and I said, son, come on, what are you doing? I've been looking for you. And he looked at me, startled. This is true, friend. She looked startled at me and she said to me, is he your son? I said, yes, he is. I said, what do you mean? She said, you know, about a year ago I lost a child. I lost a little boy. He was taken from me. And she said, I thought I'd found him. And friend, she was about to lift my child, my son, up in her arms and take him from me. strange land. I said, it's mine. Oh, she apologized. But friend, listen, it could have been different, couldn't it? Let me say this to you. You say to me, it must be one of the most sad things for a child to be snatched away from a parent. So it is, my friend. A child to be taken captive, but let me tell you, that's before God. There's something even more sad. We are losing our children under our own roofs. And we don't see it. Our kids are being taken captive by the devil under our own roofs, and we can't see it. You think because they're quiet in the room, friend, because you stick a television in the room, that somehow that everything's all right. I want to tell you this. Your child can be fed the biggest muck of society putting into their hearts and minds. But as long as they're not bothering you, what do you care? And you're losing your child. Are you losing your child, friend, in your own home? Is the devil stealing your own child? And my friend, they're being taken captive. You don't bother to care to find out where they are or what company they're keeping. You know, there are many blessings in modern technology, but let me tell you, there's many curses with it too. Many curses with it too. And some of the devil's muck that he's putting into the hearts and minds of our young people. And just whenever it comes into my mind, let me say this to you. See, when you come into God's house, friend, just when it touches my mind, now I'm going to say something. See, when you come into God's house, unless you're in an emergency service that need to be away, and I understand there are those who are in emergency service, you see what you do? You see with that mobile phone, you turn it off. Because you not need to text a message to somebody else. We're on the World Wide Web, and we're able to get this message over to anybody who wants to see it. So don't you worry about it. You just turn it off. This is God's house. And for those that need that message, they're getting it right now, don't they? You see, we're losing a generation. And the devil's taking our children and putting them to hell. But as long as mom and dad are not bothered too much, what do they care? And friend, we wake up and it's too late. I could have wakened up too late. And Ian would have been gone. Mum and Dad, are you wakening up too late? And your children are gone. And the good devil's got them captive. And the devil's taken them captive. And friend, it's not you're losing them. You've lost them. The Word of God says, train up a child. There's a minefield out there, friend. We're living a day as a great blessing. Let's thank the Lord for that. But friend, we're living in great dangers. These are dangerous times for our children. And please don't criticize them. You never beat them into blessing, let me tell you this. You can pray them into it, but you never beat them into it. The Word of God says, train up a child. We have a congregation of young people here. And I thank God for you, young people. Let me say this. Sometimes you may think some of the things I say may be harsh to your hearing. You may not want to hear it at times. But I do thank God for you, young people. I thank God for you. And I praise the Lord for what He has given to us. We have got many young parents here, young couples here. We thank God, God's given you children because children's a heritage of the Lord. And God in giving you children, let me tell you this. I want you to do something. I want you to pray every day amidst the other things you pray for. And would you pray and ask God, please, God, make me a good mom and dad. Make me a good parent. Make me a godly parent. Help me to do what's right. Listen, you may never preach a sermon, Christian parent, from this pulpit. But you're preaching a sermon every day. By the life that you live. It is important that your children will be raised of the Lord. And through that your example, friend, and by your teaching them the Word of God, they might be taught of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13 says, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." You may never be a successful businessman. You never be a successful person as far as the world is concerned. But listen, young parents in this congregation, listen to me carefully. There's something more important. May God make you a successful parent. May God make you a blessing as a parent in your home. To be a guide to your children. I must confess that I look back over my life and I can think of the mistakes that I've made and I've failed in so many ways as a parent. And probably one of those things was this, that when those children were growing up, to realize that perhaps I wasn't around as oft to be with them, given the time that I ought to have given them. But I still do believe this with all my heart. I believe that my children know that I love the Lord. I believe that they know that I believe in the gospel I'm preaching. Let me ask you, parent, today, do your children know that you love the Lord? Not only by the words you say, but the life you live. Do they see Jesus in you? Isn't it so easy to point the finger at somebody else and point somebody else's faults and failures out, friend? Not so easy. But judgment must begin with you and me. It's not my brother. And it's not my sister. But oh God, it's me, dear Lord. I'm standing in need of prayer. I want to, today, and I wanted to say this, I want to warn of three dangers facing this generation. And why you need to train up your children, friend. Why you need to train them up. Three great dangers. I'll give you the headings. And we'll come back to it next Lord's Day. I intend to finish it today, but with dedication, just time is gone. Listen, the danger of liberalism in the church. Secondly, the danger of humanism in the schools. And the danger of materialism in the home. And those are three great dangers. And I'll take you to the Word of God, friend, and I'll show you just exactly what we need to do. Well, would you pray this day before God? Please, God, help me to train up my children. Tell your children, Joel said, tell your children and your children's children of the coming of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thou knowest the hearts of everyone that's gathered here. Lord, I know in my own heart just how difficult it is for parents to be able to balance everything that life demands of them today. And how easy it is to forget the things that really count and the things that really matter. Miss out on the things that really, really that matter for our homes and families and the rearing of our children. Help every parent this day to train up their children. Help them to train up their child in the way they shall go. And Lord, while others are straying,
And while others are wandering, they'll keep standing. Please give us young people in this congregation that'll stand tall for Jesus, that know their God, that walk with God, that serve the Lord, that yield their bodies a living sacrifice to God. May that be the desire of every parent for their child. No greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. In Jesus' precious name, save them. Save our children. We pray for Jesus' sake.